is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Jefferson City school board members are looking for ways to raise enrollment numbers in the district's ACT prep class. Members of the Jefferson City School Board discussed higher tuition costs as a possible result of lower interest during last night's board meeting. School Board President Tammy Turner says she understands the heavy burden of college loans.
You can only afford so much. And, you know, the student loans, when you have to take a student loan out and you get out of school and you have your education, it takes you years and years and years to get caught up on those. It's a very frustrating situation.
Jefferson City School District Superintendent Brian Mitchell agrees tuition costs will always be a barrier. The Missouri State Board of Education is requesting that the state's K through 12 funding formula be fully funded for the next school year. Marshall Griffin reports.
State board officials have requested full funding every year for the past few years as a formality, knowing that they would probably not get it. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro says a fully funded formula would help students gain the knowledge they need for college and careers later in life. The current state budget signed this year by Governor Jay Nixon contained an additional $66 million for public schools, which still fell short of full funding. The State Education Board, meanwhile, is also asking for an additional $18.5 million to assess student performance. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia City Council members amended the city code last night to raise parking rates effective October 1st. Meter prices on the MU campus will increase from 75 cents per hour to $1 per hour. Parking pass prices will also increase by $10 a month, but parking permit holders will have an unlimited bus pass included in their monthly rate. Councilmember Barbara Hoppe says the benefits of more public transit outweigh the new parking costs.
I think also paying an extra $10 and then being able to ride the bus wherever, whenever is a benefit.
The money raised by the city will be matched by a federal grant, making the total expected revenue $600,000. Jefferson City is looking for a new city administrator after firing its current one. The city council voted in a closed session Monday to immediately terminate Nathan Nicholas's contract. Mayor Eric Strumpf requested the motion to terminate, and it passed by an 8-2 vote. Nicholas had been city administrator for 2 years and says the news was unexpected.
It was very much out of the blue. I think that things actually been going very well recently, and I think we've been making a lot of progress in the city. So I was surprised, you know.
Nicholas says he wasn't given a reason for his termination, just a statement from the mayor that the council wanted to move in a new direction. The council appointed current city attorney Drew Hilpert as the interim city administrator. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.